Yeah, it's been a while, but there's a lot happening in Eagles world. Welcome to a post-draft edition of the Bird Brains with Ken and Mark. I'm ex-Philadelphia Eagles, Philadelphia Stars tight end Ken Dunnick. My partner is the longtime Eagles beat writer for NJ.com and the Trenton Times, Mark Eckel. Mark, I'm wearing kind of a Myrtle Beach summery, flowery shirt in your honor today, because I know that you retired guys wear those kind of outfits down there in paradise. How you been, partner?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been a while.
Us football guys kind of get a little bit antsy after 2 or 3 months of inactivity, and then the draft kind of explodes and everything is up front. We're going to talk about a few things today. Obviously, we're going to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about the players that the Eagles have lost, the new players that they brought in. And one thing you got to say about Howie Roseman, you and I have gone back and forth on Howie, but 9 trades in the draft. He's aggressively going after the free agent market. He's making Jerry Jones look like a piker because they're not doing it. Hey, their big news today was they're going to re-sign Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, okay, you know, if that's the best that Dallas got, I think the Eagles fans will be happy. I do want to remind everybody that we're recording this podcast today at Sweet Recording Studios. Our good friend Joe Gajemi here in Mount Laurel will take care of you and your podcast needs. Reach out to Joe at Sweet Recording. And the podcast is sponsored by Jersey Man and Philly Man Magazine. Mark, we got a huge event coming up tomorrow. If you know, last-minute flights, you can get standby. You can come up and be with us. We'll have a couple hundred people.
It's not that long of a drive, you know.
Well, it's true. And I'm going to find out because I'm going down to visit you in June.
That's right.
But we've got a big event coming up tomorrow in South Philly. There's going to be, seems like some current and ex-Eagles are going to be there, and maybe some coaches and some other things. So if you want to reach out to me, CanadaJerseyManMagazine.com, I think we've got a few spots left. I can have you as my guest. So, Mark, let's talk about first who the Eagles have lost this offseason. And a couple of big names just leap out on the page. Long time, probably, certainly Eagles Hall of Famers. And I think in Jason Kelce's case, a lock for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Not sure about Fletcher Cox with that one. But Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retired. Maybe comment a little bit on what you think those losses are going to mean for the Eagles, and how do you replace that kind of leadership?
Don't. That's the thing. The loss on the field, you can replace, obviously. Guys come and go all the time. I mean, that's the nature of the game. You know, they both played a long time. It's not like they got their money's worth out of both of them. So, but losing both of them the same offseason, that's leader. I mean, like you said, you don't replace that. You can, Juergens will move to center and they'll have somebody play deep. And they're going back to a 3-4, so I don't think Fletcher is as good he's good in anything, but he was much better in a 4-3 than he was in a 3-4 anyway. So from that standpoint, but yeah, I don't know. Somebody's going to have to step up. I don't know who that is. Somebody will emerge eventually as a leader, but that's two tough guys to replace. Two guys.
Yeah.
That have been here a long time.
I agree. And normally you think that the quarterback would assume that leadership role. But, you know, according to my sources in the locker room, and it may have coincided with him signing this big contract, Jalen Hurts is kind of aloof in the Eagles locker room. He's not very approachable. If you notice the criticism of Jalen last year, when the team was winning, you can get away with that sitting quietly on the bench and, you know, concentrating or whatever. But when the team is struggling, if you look at Patrick Mahomes, a guy as successful as him, and he goes out and rallies the troops. And when the team went bad during that stretch at the end of last year, Jalen didn't do that. So I'm not sure that he's the right guy to assume the leadership role for Jason Kelce. But as you said, I'm sure those leaders will emerge as time goes on. And
I would think Lane Johnson comes to mind, but he's not that rah-rah kind of guy. I mean, he's been there a long time. I'm basing it off, you know, he's been there a long time. He's been around. He's been to Pro Bowls. He's
right.
I don't know if that's in him either. Now, you know, it's funny that you said about Jalen Hurts, because everybody assumes, you know, the quarterback should be the leader, right? And on the field, I think he is in some ways. But the Eagles have never, in recent years, none of their quarterbacks have been Now, not all of them have been quite as aloof, to use your word, and that's a good word about Jalen. I mean, Randall Cunningham wasn't a leader.
No, he was not. No, McNabb
Donovan
was
was,
not.
and they're both
Yeah.
great players, great players,
Yes.
great good guys too. I'm not ripping them, but they weren't that kind of guy.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Carson
Yeah.
Wentz certainly wasn't.
Yeah.
Nick
Interesting.
Foles, probably the closest thing they have is probably Nick
It's
Foles, who was a
true.
back.
That's true. And he was
That's
a
what it feels.
fill-in, right? And another big loss to me, and the Eagles getting a third rounder for this, I don't think makes a whole lot of sense, but Hassan Reddick is no longer an Eagle. I think we got again a third rounder for him. What
He's 26.
what are you hearing about that? I'm hearing that there may have been some locker room issues there. It may have been partly some salary cap issues. Do you have any inside information on
It
why
was
the
my
Eagles
fault.
would let that their leading pass rusher go?
Money. It was money. He wanted a new deal. He didn't want to come back on it. He had 1 year left at whatever he was making. He wanted a new deal, which I don't blame him. I mean, a lot of guys, and people say, and this is what gets me with fans sometimes. Well, he's under contract. He should just play his contract out. Yeah, okay. Well, how about when you get cut?
Exactly.
You have
Exactly.
they gave you a contract, and when you underwent when you don't play up to that contract, they cut you and you don't get anything. So if you
Yeah.
overplay the contract, you deserve a new deal too. So he
Yeah.
wanted a new deal. They, for whatever reason, didn't feel that they wanted to give him a new deal. That was, and again, I think that's where the other, because Eagles aren't afraid to give new deals. They just gave Brown a great deal. They just gave Devontae Smith a great deal. They'll give you a new, but they're
Well,
like.
hey, listen, not only those two, Landon Dickerson got he's the highest paid offensive guard, I believe,
Yeah, the
in the
Eagles aren't
league
cheap.
now. And Mulata just got a new deal. So the Eagles will extend at the
Right.
right time if the price is right.
So I think they just felt, he's what, he'll be 30. They just felt it wasn't in the best business to give him. I think they would have loved to have him back for one more year at his current deal, but they weren't going to. And I think it was a combination of his age, the money he wanted, and there might have been some other things that we don't know about that they didn't care for. Keep in mind, now, as great a player as he is, and I think he's a great player. I don't think he's a good player. I think he's a great player. This will be the New York Jets will be his fourth team in
Right.
5 years.
Right.
Players don't usually bounce around like that. I'm just saying,
Yeah, no.
they're going to miss him because he. Where's the sacks coming from?
Right.
Him and Cox, a lot of sacks that are gone.
DeAndre Swift, the running back, is gone. He's now with the Bears, and Kevin Byard, who they brought in as a kind of a stopgap measure at safety, who really never,
And didn't
had
stop
much. Yeah,
him.
he didn't stop any gaps, did he, for a
No.
stopgap measure? But he was pretty much done. The Eagles brought him in hoping, and it just didn't work out. So they were so depleted at safety. But let's take a look at some of the incoming. Certainly, from a free agent standpoint, some really interesting names, and you have to start out with Saquon Barkley, who I think is a wonderful pickup. Even in this age that running backs' value is diminished, I think he's a complete player. He's had some injury issues, but certainly from a running back standpoint, he can receive the ball out of the backfield. He can pass protect, and he's a great runner. And if he's got much left in the tank, I think this is a huge upgrade at Eagles for running back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna. That was out of character. That surprised me a lot. I had heard rumors. Oh, the Eagles are interested in Barkley.
Why did it surprise you for salary cap
Oh
issues?
no,
Because
just
I think
because the
they gave him
Eagles.
like 27 million, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. Well, the Eagles through the years, I mean, they haven't. When they won the Super Bowl, who were their running backs? A bunch of guys,
Yeah.
right? They had
Well, we'll get
a
what who
they
was
had
it? I'm trying to remember now.
one. LeGarrette Blount,
Right.
Jay Ajayi,
Right.
the kid from Jersey, that caught that he had a big game in the Super Bowl. Corey Clement,
Yes.
right? I mean, they don't they and I agree with it. The Eagles were one of the teams that said we don't need to spend big money on. We'll get a bunch of guys and share time, and that's what they've done 2 years ago when they went to the Super Bowl and and gave Kansas City all they could handle. They had your guy from Memphis, Gainwell.
Gainwell, right.
Scott and who's the other one? Miles Sanders, a guy on a rookie contract. So
Right.
When I heard rumors, oh, the Eagles are, I'm like, oh, that's somebody, that's his agent gets trying to scare the Giants into keeping him by saying that he's going to go to Philly, right? And that's it. There's no way he's going to Philly. Well, I was wrong, and the rumors were right. He did go.
I kind of thought he might come to Philly, and I was proven right. I have a bunch of Giants fans that I play golf with, and I teased
I didn't think the
them
Eagles would go for a running back, but they did. And
unmercifully.
so we'll see
Right.
how that's a good. I mean, he answered an
It
offer.
can't, listen, it can't hurt, and it's not our money, right? So let's roll with this. What about a guy that was just announced this morning? And I think it's a great pickup, mostly because, he talked about Lane Johnson. I think he's 34 years old. I don't know how much left he's got in the tank, although he's playing pretty well. And that's Mekhi Becton, the former first round draft choice from the Jets, who is 6'7", 353 pounds. Even if you can't play, if you're that big, people got to run around you, right? I mean, it's
Oh, they have, and they
yeah,
have because he gave up
and they
12
have
sacks
run around them.
last year. He allowed 12 sacks and had and led the league in penalties.
Okay.
So, well, so I'm not. I mean, that's. I think they're going to bring him in. Hey, listen, like you said, he was a first round pick, so
That
there
was a
was
reach,
a lot
though. That was a
of. I
reach,
mean,
him being
you
a
bring
first
him
rounder.
in. Yeah, well, no, he was supposed to go. He just didn't live up to
No,
his
but
billing.
I'm yeah. I listen.
You let Dalvin run.
Anybody that big who gives up 12 sacks in a season, I don't care. I mean, something's wrong somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not. That was his, again. You had Stoutland. If Stoutland is the best offensive line coach in the league, which he's right there, maybe he's find something in him that he could. I mean, there's something broke. Something's broke, right? Because he was good in college. He was well thought of. And then, I mean, like the Jets didn't pull him out of the air when they drafted him. He was supposed to go in the first round, and he did. But he hasn't lived up to that. He's had some injuries, whatever. If Stoutland can fix him. Fix what's broken there, then you got a steal. But it's very similar to the guy the Eagles took in the first round a couple years ago, Andre Dillard, who Green Bay just signed to a prove it kind of deal too, 1 year. And they looked at it as, hey, he had the Eagles, he was a first round pick.
How did he do?
Well, no, the Packers just signed him.
Oh, they just signed him. Wait,
Put him
where
in
did he go last year?
Tennessee, and did not
Oh,
do
that's
well.
right. That's right. Okay.
Tennessee, he started but then got benched. So again, it's a take a chance. Maybe we can fix them. And if they
Well,
don't,
if you're a first rounder, that kind of lingers in the minds of general managers who are looking to fill a need and want to take a shot at somebody. And there's really no risk because you can always say, well, it didn't work out, but he was a first rounder. So, it's nothing on me as far as my evaluation is concerned.
right. And
Let's move on to CJ Gardner-Johnson coming back to the Eagles at the safety position. You like him coming back?
yeah, I mean if he can turn it back to where he was, I mean he's a playmaker. There's no doubt
He
about
played
it.
okay for Detroit last year, I
Well, he
think.
got hurt, so he was hurt a little bit. But he's I mean I don't think that tips the scales, but he's better than what they had at safety.
DeVante Parker, wide receiver, former Patriot.
Good backup.
How
That's
about
and
the
that's what I need. They have the two. They have probably the best starting. Well, them or Miami. With Brown and Smith, there's only one ball. So I mean,
And who you mentioned,
Parker's a solid backup.
they extended both Smith and Brown in the offseason. What about bringing in Kenny Pickett as their backup quarterback?
I don't mind that at all. I like that actually. I know people wanted Fields from the Bears who went to Pittsburgh where Pickett came here. I think Pickett is, as you said, is a backup. Now, if you have to start him 16, 17 games, I think you're going to go 9-8 like Pittsburgh did. But as a backup, what I like about Kenny Pickett, and he was a first round pick that shouldn't have been a first round pick. Pittsburgh did reach for him there, but I think he won't lose a game for you. I think he'll, and he has good players around. He has Barkley to hand the ball to. He has Brown and Smith to throw it to, and Goddard. So yeah, no, I like that move a lot. I like Pickett as I think he's a very solid. He's not going to hurt your backup. Whereas
Now,
Fields could hurt you. Fields will make big mistakes.
a former Colt who was suspended for a gambling violation at cornerback Isaiah Rodgers from the Colts. Any thoughts there?
I'll take the over. Oh wait, I shouldn't say that.
On the over on what? How long before he gets suspended
Never seen
again?
before he
Or
bets again. Yeah, no, again. I mean, he played okay the year before he got in trouble. So now a year off, there's going to be some rust. But yeah, this is leading up to the draft now. But so go ahead.
Okay, well, and one more, Bryce Huff that they got from the Jets, kind of replacing Hassan Reddick as a kind of a slash linebacker, edge rusher. Do you like that move?
Well, he's a pass rusher. That's what he is. I mean, they'll get some sacks from him. He's not a complete player. He's not a, you don't want him out there on rundowns because he doesn't care about stopping the run. He wants to just, his job is to get to the quarterback, and that's what he did with the Jets. He only played like 30-something percent of the plays. But he can, I mean, if you can only do one thing and that's get to the quarterback, that's a good thing to do.
All right, so let's not move on to the draft. And before we jump into the Eagles picks, I think the shocker of this year's draft was at the eighth position, Atlanta, who has already signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. They used the eighth pick in the draft for the heir apparent to that position, Michael Penix of Washington. Everybody was scratching their heads on this. What do you think of the move?
I see. I really like him. I love the player. I was just as surprised as everyone else that he went to Atlanta.
Were you as surprised as Arthur Blank when he walked into the room and said to the GM, "What the heck are you guys doing here?" I thought that was one of the funnier clips
Yeah,
around this
that
weekend.
was. I mean, I really like. I thought he was. I think he's the third best quarterback in this draft, behind Williams. And I like Daniels the best, but I thought he was better than McCarthy and May. Matter of fact, if Washington would have lost to Texas, like say Texas came back and beat him at the end when they almost did, they drove a little bit. I think his stock would have been even higher because he played incredibly well against Texas in the Final Four game. Now his stock dropped a little bit, although he went eighth, so it didn't drop that much. Michigan exposed him a little bit, but Michigan's defense was so good last year. They stopped everybody. So I held that against him. Well, look how bad he played against Michigan. Well, everybody played bad against Michigan. Went undefeated, won national title. But I like him a lot. Now, there's a theory, and it's the Green Bay theory they call it now, is that you draft a quarterback when you already have. You don't wait till you need one. You take one when you
Well,
have one.
that is the Green Bay
And you
philosophy.
got him. It worked with from Favre to Rodgers, and now Rodgers.
Which
Oh.
I like that too. See, a lot of these kids, and I think Justin Fields is a perfect example. That kid has some talent, okay? He didn't have a great supporting cast, and they had to throw him in there, and they kind of fed him to the wolves. And he wasn't able to survive with a bad offensive line and very few weapons. So now you give a guy like Penix a chance to learn behind a seasoned veteran. Get his feet wet in the league, develop some confidence, and improve his technique. I mean, I think it's a great idea
I
to
like
do
it.
it.
I again, I don't know when it's, I guess it started when the money got crazy in that.
Oh yeah,
Back
the
in the day,
pressure's on. If you give somebody a boatload of money, you want to see him perform.
but when, I mean, it used to be when you drafted a quarterback, he sat for a year or two.
Always set.
You never had
They
to play.
always, no.
And Andy Reid still does it. He's one of the few that still does. He didn't play McNabb right away. Now, again, that's some years ago now. He didn't play Patrick Mahomes.
That's
Patrick
right.
Mahomes didn't play as a rookie.
Alex Smith.
Alex did play. Mahomes went in the next year, and then the rest is, what is Hall of Fame career. But it's better when you it's these they throw these guys in, like you said. Fields is just one example. Darnold, the Bryce Young last year. They weren't the team was bad. They weren't, and it could ruin Zach Wilson. I mean, and it could ruin the guy because sometimes they just don't bounce back from that early.
Let's jump in the Eagles draft picks now, and I have to say that on paper I like it. I was telling you before we started recording, I actually played golf with the Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio yesterday, who was kind of a low-key guy to begin with, and we were peppering him with questions about, are you excited? You're bringing these guys in at defense, and he was so non-committal. He goes, "Listen, I've been doing this for a long time. You never know about a draft until you get these guys in the field and see what they can do in your home team uniform." So let's start with the first round choice, number 22. A lot of people had this as a top 10 talent, Quinyon Mitchell of Toledo, 6 foot 195, ran a 4.340. Again, a highly projected player. May have some the knock against him was he's slow in transition at times and a questionable open tackler in space. How do you like the pick?
I like them. I do a lot of draft work, and I always tell people it's not my opinions. I talk to three scouts that I've been talking to for years. I have them rate the players for me, and then I write a bunch of draft series for now. Now it's for Packer Report. I used to write it for NJ.com back in the day. But anyway, there were three corners that stood out above the rest this year. Him, Mitchell from to Toledo, Terrion Arnold from Alabama, and Nate Wiggins from Clemson. They were the top three. Now, everybody had their own opinion as to who was one, who was two, who was three. The Eagles must have liked him the best. Now I have my one prejudice, my only prejudice in life is I like big school kids.
Smaller school guys,
Yeah, I'd rather take the kid from Alabama or Clemson than the kid from
yeah.
I could be wrong. I mean, I've been wrong before.
So you'd rather have Kool-Aid McKinstry at
No, I
this
didn't want him at all. You can't run.
time?
No, I wanted Arnold. I would have, if I'm the Eagles at that spot, I take Terrion. Or the one I like personally, I like Nate Wiggins from Clemson. He's skinny. I could see the knock on him. People say he's a little too thin. He's not going to mix it up, in the run game at all. Now Mitchell's a good player, but again, he played until he didn't cover the same wide receivers that Arnold and Wiggins covered. Arnold's playing in the SEC. He's covering those guys from LSU and Georgia and Tennessee and Florida and who's I don't even know who Toledo plays, but they're not playing those guys.
They're in the MAC, right? I think Toledo's in the MAC, yeah.
Ohio,
Well,
Miami.
let's move to the second round pick, who's actually projected as the Eagles possibly taking him at that number 22. He dropped to 40, and the Eagles select cornerback Cooper DeJean from Iowa, 6 foot 203, kind of ran a pedestrian 4.42, 40-yard dash. I project him actually as a slot corner or a potential safety. What do you think about Cooper?
I agree. That was the thing on him. If you talk to 10 teams, five of them had him as at a corner, and five of them thought he could be would five of them would have if they drafted him would have played him at corner. Another five if they drafted him would have played him at safety.
And he's
So,
played at safety too, so he knows the position.
yeah, well, he's played some. He's played more a corner, and he could play this. He's very versatile. Now, I know you started by saying he could have. That's why people got to stop with these mock drafts and all these projections.
Well,
They're not because they're never right. Because these media people think they think they're GMs. They're not. Okay, I love them all kinds of guys. I'm
listen,
all.
as a couple media guys, I think those guys have to write something, and that's as easy as anything to throw
I get it.
darts and
We'll take the lazy
create
way
some
and do it that way.
conversation. Yeah.
I never did. I did a mock draft this year, and I had 30 to 32 right because I don't. It's not mine. I talk to people that actually make picks. I knew Cooper DeJean wasn't going to go 15 or 20. I thought he might sneak into the bottom of the first round, but he wasn't he went 40 for a reason because there were 39 players better than him. I mean, he's okay. He'll that wasn't a we'll keep going because I was surprised the Eagles went double corner or double defensive back when you mentioned that they had the Rodgers kid they signed Gardner Johnson. I thought they had other needs in other areas of the team.
Well, but I do believe that the organization is very close to cutting ties with both Bradberry and Slay.
Both. Okay.
In my opinion, and I didn't hear that from anybody, but just the way the landscape is shaping up, and those guys are certainly at the back end of their career, and they're definitely filling needs with these pickups. And if you don't like guys from small schools, you're not going to like this guy,
No.
Mark. And that's the third round pick, Jalix Hunt, who from Houston Christian. I've never heard of Houston Christian. I'm assuming it's an NCAA school. He's 6 foot four, 252 pounds. He did run a 4.64 40, which is pretty good. He's kind of an undersized defensive lineman. I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
He's a project. There's no doubt about that. He started at Cornell, so he went from Cornell to Houston Christian.
So he's smart. If he went to Cornell, he's got to be smart, right?
He's a project. I don't think he'll see the field this year. I mean, he'll be one of those guys that, again, in a couple of years might turn into a good player. I don't. Mm-hmm. He has to be coached. But I mean, he really didn't play against anybody. He played in the Ivy League, which the Ivy League is the Ivy League. Then he takes a step down from the Ivy League. I don't even know who he's.
Well, listen, I know what you're saying, and there have been many examples of players. You know, Jerry Rice went to Mississippi Valley State. I mean, there are exceptions but I kind of agree with you. If you're a blue chipper in high school, and you're the best of the best, and you go to Alabama and Georgia, I think there's a comfort level there from media guys and outsiders like us that are looking at this thing, just to feel more comfortable with the pick because they played against the top-flight competition.
He may turn into something. He has, like you said, he has the size. He has good size as a 3-4 linebacker. He can run pretty well for a guy his size. I just don't see that as a – I don't see him making an immediate. Now, again, like I said, in 2-3 years, you might have something out, and you look back and say that's a good pick. But that was not a pick for 2024.
Okay, in round number 4, they take the running back from Clemson, Will Shipley, 5'11", 206. He ran the third best time at the combine for running backs at 4.39. Eagles used the 127th pick on him. Eagles backfield room was going to be crowded. What do you do with Boston Scott and Gainwell when you bring in Barkley and Shipley, who are obviously going to make the team?
I like Shipley. I see a lot of Clemson living down here. You know, South Carolina and Clemson are our pro teams because nobody cares about the Panthers. So I do. I like Shipley. He's a good player. You take good players. I guess one of those guys might be in trouble, right? If you're telling me that they might cut Bradbury and Slide because they took corners, then if I'm Boston Scott or Gainwell, I'm kind of looking over my shoulder a little bit too, right? I mean, Penny's gone, right? And Swift's, so yeah. So
right.
I mean, you could keep 4, I guess, right? I mean,
well, they did last year.
Yeah.
They kept 4 running backs. And, listen, guys like Boston Scott, I think add an energy to the team that it is important. Didn't get on the field much last year, but I do like guys like that. I think there's their value if you keep 4. What about Anaya Smith from Texas A&M, the wide receiver, 5'9", 190. He's small, but he's got explosive burst. You know much about Anaya Smith, Mark?
I he wasn't high on the people I talked to. They didn't. He's just, you know. I'm not. That's not a pick. I think he can help in the return game. Somebody said, but they have a good return guy, don't they?
Yeah, Covey.
Yeah, right. So I don't. That pick kind of strange to me. I don't. Again, I didn't. I thought their wide receivers were fine. Like I said, the two starters. They added Parker. They added the other kid from the Giants, Campbell. I was surprised they took two wide receivers in this draft when I thought they had other needs, like on the defensive line, where they didn't do anything.
Well, now let's look at 3 picks later. They go with a pick that sent the Philadelphia media tongues wagging here, and that's Jeremiah Trotter, the son of the great Eagles linebacker. He was out of Clemson, 6'2", 228. The knock against Trotter is that he doesn't have great cover skills, but on the tape I was watching on him, he looked okay to me. He looked certainly had enough wheels for the pass rush. Didn't see a lot of clips of him trying to cover backs and tight ends, but what do you think of the pick?
I really like it. Jeremiah Trotter Sr. was one of my guys through the years. I got in so many fights with the management when they let him go, and he's my guy. So I'm not going to say anything bad about his son, except that
it sounds like you want to.
No, I don't. I don't want to say anything bad. Let me say this, and this is for all Eagle fans listening. He's not his father, okay? He's nothing like his father, except the name. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah Sr. was a downhill, classic 4-3 Mike middle linebacker that beat that knock.
He was so strong at the point, Jeremiah Trotter.
But he went this way. He went forward. He blew you up. No, he blew up the run game. He could blitz and get to the quarterback. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and this is, I'm going to make this compare, is more Ike Reese than Jeremiah Trotter. And that he's undersized, right? They say he's not 228. He might be 220, but 6 foot. So he's not big. He's not a big guy. So that, you know, so he's not his dad. Okay, let's just get that clear. He'll be, he's very instinctive. He's like a read and react kind of linebacker, which there's nothing wrong with that. But just, I hope they don't give him 54. Did they already give him 54?
No, but I'm sure that's in the works. Come on, you know how that stuff works.
Well,
They're
then,
gonna.
but yeah, that's a bad idea because then people will just wear their old
Well,
jerseys.
exactly, right. That's correct. I was just thinking about that.
Make
Yeah,
them
they may
45.
change the number. Yeah, they may
Yeah,
change the
right.
number just to sell more jerseys, right? Hey, let's just to round out the draft picks. They pick up Trevor Keegan from Michigan
Not
with the
bad.
170.
Not
You
a bad
like
player.
that pick?
I like
Okay.
for where they got him. Yes, he could be a good backup. You know, they need depth on the offensive line, right?
They do, and the round number six, number 185 wide receiver Johnny Wilson from Florida State, who is kind of interesting. He's 6'6", 231 pounds, and he ran a 4.52 40. I mean, that's a pretty good athlete. So,
I would put another 10 pounds on him and make him a tight end.
there's gonna exactly.
You play at, by the way.
Or in my case, 40 pounds, but I digress. Okay.
What did you play at?
I was
What was your?
245, two four
Okay.
six six 245.
Okay. Put
I'm
10 pounds on
slightly
you.
more than that now. I'm not going to go into any details.
But you're still
Okay.
6'6".
I wear looser fitting clothing for a reason. Just I want to make that announcement.
Well, you proved that you weren't on the juice then.
No, definitely not on the juice. Obviously, I would have played a lot longer if I was, but and then the last pick for the Eagles was Dylan McMahon out of North Carolina State, 6'3", 299. And again, looking at filling some backup lineman positions. So overall, give me a try. I was looking at a couple of websites, and one of the it might have been Bleacher Report gave the Eagles an A plus on their draft.
First of all, I don't do that because you don't know. Like I'll go with Vic Fangio and say you don't
Wait,
know.
wait a minute. You used to be a Trenton Catholic. You used to giving out grades, aren't you? I mean, come
After
on.
the performance, not before they took the test.
Okay.
Before the, so yeah, I'll grade a man. My thing on this Eagle draft is, I don't know if they. I like the first pick. Like I said, he was one of my top three. I would have taken the Alabama kid, but I can't say anything bad about Mitchell. I thought they really needed defensive line help. They're going to a 3-4, right? So their starting defensive line right now is Jalen Carter, good player. Jordan Davis, who has shown that he can't play an entire game, or maybe even a half. I mean, he did what he did at Georgia. He plays 10, 12 plays. Milt Williams, who I like, it was also a rotation guy.
Right.
I thought they needed bodies up front. I thought for sure we would see, especially in the middle somewhere, some big defensive linemen to come in.
Yeah.
And then I thought, now they did
But
take the
if you're playing the
kid.
3-4, you don't need as many.
You need more than three.
Well, you do, but I'm just saying overall, if you're switching, maybe that was part of their thought process.
Don't know who's their fourth defensive lineman after those three.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's. No, you're great. You can't tell me.
I can't. I
Right? They
can't.
have, but they have some guys, some practice squad guys. I mean, no, I thought they really needed a. I don't know. That was just my opinion. Maybe they know that. I'm sure they know more about their roster than I do. But,
Yeah.
and I also thought they could. Well, again, they did take the kid from Houston, Christian. But when I look at their outside linebackers, you have Sweat, who they like, obviously, and Huff. But then this is Brandon Graham's last year, right? So
Yes.
I guess they're thinking this kid will eventually take over for Brandon Graham. But I think he might need more time than that. I thought they needed pass rushers. I thought they needed somebody because, like I said, they lost Reddick and Cox. That's a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
Sacks that they
Well,
lost.
listen, I have knowing Vic Fangio, I've known him for 40 years. He was a Stars linebackers coach. He coached a guy by the name of Sam Mills, who I talked to him yesterday to Vic, and he said Sam was the greatest defensive player he ever coached, and Vic's been in the league for 40 years. So Vic knows what he's doing. I think he's an old school kind of a guy. I think you're going to see more tackling to the ground in training camp. He's a big believer in that kind of stuff, and
Well,
Hopefully that'll make the team tougher. But listen, so what's going to happen now is that Mark and I will come back around training camp time. We'll evaluate, you know, what's going on, any more additions and subtractions. We'll preview the upcoming season. And then, of course, on a week-by-week basis this year, we're looking forward to covering the team for this 2024 season.
You want to go to Brazil?
I'm not going to go to Brazil. I am definitely not going to go to Brazil. I would like to go to Brazil, but if I do go, it won't be for a football game because I'll be doing other things. But anyway, for my partner, Mark Eckel, I'm Ken Dunick. Thanks for listening to the Bird Brains with Ken and Mark, everybody, and we'll talk to you as training camp begins. Have a great day. Enjoy the summer weather up here in the Northeast, and we'll see you next time. Take care.